were a lot of children around when she was going on about the man in black? Rainey asked.
Everyone was around. We'd evacuated the whole school into the front parking lot, as specified in our fire drill manual.
Rainey blew out an exasperated breath. Well, that explains that batch of interview answers, she muttered to Quincy. One hysterical girl, 250 impressionable minds. She returned to Principal VanderZanden. Are you sure none of the teachers saw anything? What about Mrs. McLean? I can't believe someone was shooting a gun in the hallway and no one noticed.
I don't think the shooter was standing in the hallway. One of the teachers said that it sounded like the shots were coming from a room at the end of the West Wing. Maybe the computer lab. I know that from where I was standing in the main entranceway, I couldn't see a thing.
Rainey glanced at Quincy. He nodded faintly, sharing her thought. The killer started with Miss Avalon, then turned to see Sally and Alice. Shot them as well, then ducked into the now-empty computer room as all hell broke loose. It would explain the lack of witnesses as well as the random firing pattern.
What can you tell us about Danny O'Grady? Quincy asked VanderZanden. Was he a good student? Did he get along well with others? Danny's a fine student. He's made the honor roll several times. He was hardly ever sent to my office with discipline issues. Melissa, Miss Avalon, was just telling me the other day that she'd never seen anyone so good with computers. He has a natural talent for it.
What about enemies? Quincy pressed gently. Was Danny picked on by other students? Was he considered popular by his classmates? Or was he often a target of their unwanted attention? Rainey nodded her head at this question. She should have thought to ask it herself last night. Rightly or wrongly, most school shooters felt painfully persecuted by their peers. Rainey had even read somewhere that these homicides weren't that different from teen suicide. The less popular kid felt an unbearable amount of pain and decided to do something about it. In the case of a school shooting, however, the kid didn't just plan to end his own life, but to take some of the offending party's lives with him. That's the thing with teenagers. They came up with sentences that didn't always fit the crime.